Hey, beauties. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I'm Ivory, your host, life coach, and your personal cheerleader on this journey. And baby girl, I am so glad you're here. This is the place where we get real, dive deep, and yes, even have a little fun as we uncover the light that's waiting to shine from within you. Here, you'll be inspired, motivated, and maybe even a bit challenged to rise up and radiate, even if you're walking through some hard things right now. Because guess what? You were made to walk in confidence, freedom, and total authenticity. Today, we're diving into stories of people who went from feeling stuck, unsure, and disconnected to who they are, to rising up and shining in ways they never imagined. And you're going to pick up some tools and tips along the way to help you do the same. And if this episode lights you up, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend or leave a review so more amazing souls can join us on this journey. Let's spread the light far and wide and help everyone rise up and radiate. Buckle in. Here we go. Let's do this. Hey there. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I am just so grateful that you decided to tune in for today's episode. So we're not going to do an interview today. I felt like the Lord was just really leading me to share about what I'm learning in some dark moments of my own through messy faith. I don't know about you, but we all can find ourselves in dark moments as we're navigating life, as we're navigating roles and different things. For me, at the beginning of the year, I really felt like God was calling me to kind of surrender some things, to let go, to let Him hold me, to let Him sustain me. My word for the year is yield. And so just to yield my agenda, my plan, and really let Him teach me how to intentionally live by the Spirit so I can yield the fruit in yielding to Him. So today, I felt like He just wanted me to get on and share what I'm learning in this season and what He's teaching me. If you listen to my opening episode, I shared about what I've been walking through, my health challenges, and some different things that I've had to face in life. And recently, through the grace of God, we came to a realization that I may have been misdiagnosed and came into an understanding of what was more likely going on. And y'all, that hit hard. And there was a week where I've been having some symptoms, but my symptoms got a little bit worse and I was struggling to breathe. And not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally, I was feeling so shaken by this episode. And I recognized in that moment that, man, Lord, this is scary. This is really scary. I'm feeling a little bit unhinged, and it just revealed some things. And I remember we had gone to church that Sunday, and I had this really hard week. And I was just like, okay, God, I'm trying to really seek You and how to order my life and how You want me to eat and how I'm supposed to be working out and all these different things. And I was just feeling so defeated. And I think sometimes for myself, when I get into these dark seasons, it can be so hard to find the light. You know what I'm saying? And so I was just wrestling. I was like, God, my heart knows You're good, but my mind is struggling. And so we were in church and they were singing The Goodness of God. And for anyone who knows me, they know that I love worship. I have the opportunity to lead worship at our church. And this Sunday I had actually declined because I was like, I'm struggling to breathe. I don't even know if I'll be able to have, you know, the breath to be able to sing. So I had declined and I'm sitting in the audience and they start singing, "All my life You have been faithful. All my life You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God." And I was like, ugh. And my heart immediately was like, I know this in my head, but my heart, y'all, it was wrestling. And I struggled to raise my hands in praise. So I held my hands down and I was like, God, I know this is true, but I need you to help my heart know that it's true. And so here I was, and I'm just like, oh Lord, this wrestle. And I remember I talked to friends after church and I was just like, guys, this is so hard. Like, he's taking me deeper, but I feel like my faith is just a hot mess right now. And I just want to encourage those who may be going through dark seasons that in those places, your faith may feel messy, but God meets you there. And on our way home, I was talking to my husband and I was just like, babe, you know, I'm really, really struggling because like my head knows it, but my heart doesn't. I think that's really bad. And he's like, baby, listen, is it ever okay to feel that God isn't good? And I was like, no. And he's like, is it ever okay to not believe he's faithful? And I'm like, probably not. No. And he continued and he said, well, Ivory, we're human. And we're going to have days where it feels like that. And that's the key word, guys. We have to be careful that our feelings don't trump our knowing. But in those moments of darkness where we're wrestling, that's the wrestle. That's the wrestle to, Lord, help my unbelief, right? And he said, baby, but that's where we trust in his grace. And we ask him, God, what do you want my heart to know? Because obviously I'm wrestling. Obviously I'm struggling. And I just feel like that's such an invitation. We don't need to fake our faith. We need to bring our faith into the struggle. And for so many years, I would wrestle with hard things, but I would struggle to bring God into it. I read this book called Living Fearless by Jamie Winship. It's phenomenal. And in it, he says, you need to ask two questions. God, what do you want me to know? And then, Lord, what do you want me to do? And as I'm wrestling through this, I'm like, okay, God, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? So me and my husband kept talking through it. And I just realized that, man, this interaction where I struggled to breathe physically was really revealing a sense of, oh my word, Lord, like, do I trust you with my life? So we ended up working in the yard that evening. God bless us with some beautiful friends who took our kids for the afternoon. Y'all, praise the Lord for a community who will love you and love you well in the struggle. They knew we had had a hard week. And they're like, hey, can we just take your kids? Thank you, Jesus. And they took them and they just loved on them. And Ellie and I, we rested and then we went out in the yard and we started doing some work and we're working and we're just talking and, my girlfriend had said a song, and after that song playing, the goodness of God came on. I'm like, baby, I can sing it now. And we laughed. And so the next day I'm journaling, right? Because I'm a processor and journaling just really helps me kind of understand what I'm thinking. And I was reading in Luke 14, and it was talking about you have to be willing to give it all to follow Jesus. And I felt like the Lord was like, baby girl, you haven't given me all. Like you're still holding on to some of your life because this situation revealed that, man, you are fearful of losing your life, but you're safe in me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord. And he's like, I need you to give me your agenda, your health, your plans, what can lead you in self-sufficiency and trying to control because of fear. Lay that down. And I realized I hadn't. Like, if you would have asked me, does God have your life? I would have been like, yes, honey, he has it all. But in that moment when my physical was struggling, I was like, yikes, it revealed that maybe he didn't. And so I surrendered to him. And it was so crazy also. Went to a coffee that morning. God just continued to affirm that message. And a girl shared a book with me about the placebo. And so I started reading it as I was running errands after that coffee. And it was all about how we have to be so careful because as followers of Jesus, we can serve the Lord, but ultimately we can be serving the Lord, but the agenda is ourself, right? Self is on the throne, not God. Our expectations are on the throne, not God. Our desires are on the throne. Our agenda is where is seated on the throne. And literally, so once again, God's like, baby girl, make me Lord of all. And I literally saw this picture of God being on the throne. And I was allowing everything under it. So Lord, my agenda of what I think my health should be, my food, what I should eat, how I should move my body, my role as a wife, my role as a mom, my role as a coach, my role as someone who moves in inner healing, Lord, my role as a friend and a sister and a daughter, Lord, all of that is under you. And all the things that I feel like they should be, Lord, I give that to you. I put it all under your throne. I don't want Ivory to be leading. I want the life that you have. I was giving him access, y'all, but not authority. And that's not surrender. It was almost like my control was dressed up in obedience and that was making me feel good about myself. And he's like, but I don't fully have control. And I was like, yikes. So here I am figuring all this out, started finishing a podcast that I had listened to. And in it, it was Dr. Axe and Lisa Brevier, actually. And they were talking about a placebo effect. So this placebo word kept coming up. And I'm like, all right, Lord, what do you have for me here? And Dr. Axe was sharing about how for a time he was in a wheelchair because some discs got infected in his spinal cord and he wasn't able to walk. And he believed for his healing, but he felt like God wanted to take it further. And he shared about the placebo effect in World War II, I think it was, where they ran out of morphine. There were so many injured and wounded. They ran out of morphine. And so they gave the soldiers and the wounded salt water. And I think he said 40% of the people that got the salt water, because they believed it was morphine, had the same pain relief that those with morphine had. And he said, that's the power of the brain. And then he brought it to this verse, and this rocked me. So he quoted Hebrews 11:1 that tells us, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I was like, ooh, this is so good. And he said, you know, I would believe that God would have me walking one day, but he's like, the substance was what I need to hope in. And that's where he brought the placebo effect. And he said that when we put our hope in a picture and we see it in our head. So for him, he's like, I saw myself cycling. I saw myself lifting weights again. I saw myself throwing my daughter in the pool. He's like, Lord, I believe that you want to heal me, but I'm going to put my thoughts into action. So he shared from a biblical standpoint, but also the scientific standpoint of how our brains work. And he's like, throw faith at it with the substance that you're hoping. And the substance is who you believe God has called you to be, how you want to be operating. So for me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be working out and feeling great. I'm going to be able to run around and play with my kids. I'm going to be able to be actively involved in my ministry and my business. I'm going to be able to speak and teach and not be hindered, right, by this health. And so that was just so revolutionary. So where do you need to put substance to what you believe God said, but you need to have hope? That's the hope and that's the substance. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, this is so, so good. But in that week, when I was navigating and going through and feeling all these things, I was really wrestling some dark thoughts, guys. And if you've listened to my first episode where I was just kind of sharing some of my story, in the past, I have dealt with suicidal thoughts. And in this season, navigating and was really dealing with these hard health things, and it was dark, some of those thoughts are coming back. And I was like, wait a second, this is spiritual warfare. So yes, I'm physically worn. My spirit is feeling kind of fragile. And I needed to anchor myself to truth. So the night when it was really bad, I just turned on Psalms and I listened to Psalms all night. And I was like, Lord, I just want to hear your voice. I just want to hear your voice. And God reminded me, you have to know my voice so you can reject every counterfeit. So when we're in these dark seasons, we have to reject every counterfeit. We have to recognize, man, this is not God's voice. God's voice will not accuse you. It will not make you feel rushed or hurried. There may be an urgency, but it won't make you feel like you should. That should, red flag. So I felt like I was supposed to get on and just share this because maybe you're walking through some dark things and your faith is messy. You know God's good in your head, but he's challenging you to see what you're believing that may be causing you to struggle through that reality. God has such good. He has so much that he wants you to see. And when you're in a good season, you're like, oh, honey, I believe it. Yes, Lord. Yes and amen. But when you're walking through the dark, it can be so hard. So I have some questions, right? Because I'm a coach, y'all, at my heart. And that maybe as you are listening, you can process through yourself to really understand, where am I with the Lord? Maybe you're going through a dark season. Maybe you're going through a great season. But these are some things like, Lord, what parts of my life have I kept you from being fully Lord? Like, do you have full lordship over every area of my life? If not, ask him, Lord, what's making me hold on there? Maybe where are you performing instead of surrendering? So maybe where are you striving to try to get what you want or control the outcome? And maybe ask the Lord, what's behind that? What lie have you believed about his goodness? Even when it feels hard, he's good. He still is. If I could give you three things that I would want to leave you with that I believe God is showing me in this season, it's that surrender or yielding is the way to peace. You know, we live in a culture that is obsessed with control and hustle and self-reliance. And this truth, it'll disrupt, but it also has the power to heal. And it's this: peace doesn't come from having it all figured out. It comes from giving it all back to God. When life feels like it's spiraling, ask, Lord, are you Lord of this thing that's causing me to spiral? Because partial surrender leaves room for anxiety, but total surrender invites supernatural peace because the weight isn't on you. I don't know if you've listened to the Soul Reset of ownership versus stewardship, but you should totally check that out, because when we become stewards, we don't have to deal with the results. But when we're unsurrendered or we haven't submitted something over to God, we're going to try to carry that. And that's going to cause anxiety, which can lead to discouragement, which can lead to hopelessness, because we are trying to resolve, fix, create, make things happen. And that's not what God's asking us to do. He's asking us to let him hold it, let him own it. And then we come beside him as partners so we can steward that. And we can be at peace because we know we're held. We know we're secure. We know we're safe. Number two, wrestling does not cancel your worship. And I know right now many are potentially battling mental exhaustion. You're battling doubt or discouragement. And even in your faith, like, God, my head knows, but my heart's struggling. I believe this can be such a lifeline. You can still worship even when your hands feel heavy and your heart feels unsure. Faith isn't always loud. Sometimes it's just a whisper that says, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. It's okay to wrestle with the words you're singing, the things you're reading. What matters is that you're bringing your heart honestly to God. And in this season of darkness for me, as I've been wrestling, as God's been stripping, but he's also been adding, it's been so beautiful to just be like, Lord, this is hard. I know you have purpose here and I know you have plans here, but Jesus, I need you to build my faith. That's something that I can't do, but through your Holy Spirit, you can settle me. You can help my heart believe. You can help me to have eyes that throw faith even to what I don't see. You can help me to produce the substance that you want me to hope in based on the words that you've given me to believe in. And so I hope that will bless you. I hope that encourages you. And if I could leave you with the final thing, is that discernment is what will help you navigate these dark seasons. In a world that is so loud with lies about our identity, our healing, our worth, our hope, this takeaway is like vital, okay? You have to know the difference between God's voice and the enemy's whisper. Especially when you're weary, the enemy will try to sound like your own thoughts. But when you're grounded in truth, you can say, that's not my thought. That's not my shepherd. And as we navigate, as we move through these dark seasons, one thing that I'm learning is I have to be still enough to hear his voice. I have to be making sure that I'm creating space and I'm slowing down enough to do the things that I know he's calling me to do. So I am not bombarded by all that's happening around me, that I miss his voice, because there's constant things coming at us. I was off of social media for a while. I'm in the process of getting back on, but it's just like, man, sometimes we've got to shut things out, especially in dark seasons, so we can clearly hear his voice, because we're being inundated with so much that is not him. So listen, if this episode has met you right where you are, I'd love to hear from you. DM me, send me an email at ivory@radiate-lifecoaching.com. I'd love to hear from you, or book a discovery call. If you're like, you know what, I'm wrestling through some of these things, and being able to have a coach to kind of process through these and ask the Holy Spirit what I should know, I can really benefit from that. Please reach out. I'm here as a coach. I'm here as a sister, and I'm here as a fellow woman learning to let go of control, as we let Jesus be Lord of all, Lord of all. So remember, it's not about having perfect faith. At times, it's going to be messy. It's about clinging to the one who is perfectly faithful. He is good. He has been faithful. He will continue. He is not done yet. So rise up, beloved ones, and radiate even through the wrestle. We'll talk soon. Thanks for listening. Thank you for joining me today, beauties. I hope you're leaving inspired and ready to rise up and shine brighter than ever before. If you love today's episode, please let me know. I absolutely love hearing from you on Instagram. Feel free to send me a DM at Radiate Life Coaching or tag me in your story so I can share it too. If you're wondering about any products I mentioned or need more information, you can always email me at ivory@radiate-lifecoaching.com. And don't forget, all the details and links from today's episodes are right here in the show notes. Thank you again for being here. Let's keep spreading the light together. Until next time.